Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Pastor Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Friday, 5th of June, 2020 from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the Isle of Man. And background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person. Tonight, no new cases of C19, that's 336 in total, and no active cases. So when will the emergency powers go? The government said to carry out 1,000 antibody tests per week. Headaches over the Douglas Promenade for the builders. The Manx Labour Party is concerned over the over 75 TV licence. And police are working to facilitate the Black Lives Matter protest.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, the update news headlines. Pastor Mai, Lewis Foster.
Pastor Mai. Today marks the 16th day in a row of no new cases of COVID-19 on the Isle of Man. The latest figures from government confirm the island total remains at 336 with no active cases. A hosepipe ban will be in place on the Isle of Man from midnight tonight. It's after water levels in Manx reservoirs have dropped to around 75% of capacity, which Manx utilities say is unusually low. And Manx police are working alongside the organisers of a Black Lives Matter protest planned in Douglas next week. People are set to meet on Regent Street at midday on Tuesday the 9th of June to take part in a silent and peaceful event. Chief Constable Gary Roberts says the force will work with organisers to make sure it's safe. In international news, it's just been announced all NHS hospital staff in England will have to wear surgical face masks from the 15th of June to try to stop the spread of coronavirus. Health Secretary Matt Hancock says outpatients and visitors will also have to wear coverings. And more than 40,000 people have now died with COVID-19 in the UK. That was a rise of 357 deaths from yesterday. However, figures show the number of new infections is falling rapidly to roughly 5,600 a day. Meanwhile, the UK's R number has not changed from last week, remaining between 0.7 and 0.9. Scientists say the value of R needs to be below 1 to help avoid a second peak. Those are the headlines. I'll be back with the news at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you, Lewis, from the Ronalds Way Met Office. A yellow gale warning for the Isle of Man and also a gale warning out in the North Irish Sea for the next 24 hours. Gale force west-northwesterly winds this evening on the island. Some rain overnight down to 9 degrees. Watch out for falling trees and flying outdoor furniture. For Saturday, Jasan, early rain will clear to leave a dry day with sunny spells tomorrow. Northwest wind will slowly ease. 15 degrees top temperature down to 10 through the night. Into Sunday, Jaduni is dry with sunny spells up to 16 degrees. Low water 19 minutes past 6 tonight. Sunset 14 minutes to 10. High waters at 12 minutes after midnight. Sunrise in the morning 12 minutes to 5. And low water at 6:30.
Manx Glass and Glazing don't just do the big jobs. Visit us at Snugborough to see our range of picture frame glass, mirrors and tabletop glass.
Good evening. It's 26 minutes to 6 on Manx Radio. Should the Manx government start withdrawing from much of the emergency powers it's adopted since the COVID crisis started and rely on guidance? The view of Ramsay MHK Laurie Hooper. He put that view to the Chief Minister this afternoon in virtual Tynwald. The response, well, here's what happened.
I really welcome the statement the Chief Minister made where he said restrictions should continue for as short a time as possible. I think that's a very positive message to be sending out. I wonder if the Chief Minister would agree with me then that it is time now to start thinking about moving away from restrictions, from regulations and directions, and to start moving towards an approach that relies more heavily on guidance to allow people to make their own informed choices as how the new Manx normal will apply to their lives, instead of government trying to continue unwinding this lockdown by prescribing very specific detailed lists and rules of what can and can't be done, simply because we really are beyond that point now.
Yes, we want to trust them more, the people of the Isle of Man more. We want to get out of their lives. I've said that time and time again, and we want to give good guidance from us to the people of the Isle of Man. What we have to be very, very careful of, Mr. President, is that, yes, we've got 16 days of no cases, but we need to ensure that we have some sort of infrastructure that, God forbid, we have a second wave on the island, that we can quickly bring in the initial defence mechanism to quickly suppress that second wave. So where it is absolutely possible, of course we want to do that. And I've given a clear time frame that we will come back to honourable members to work with you all to get there, and so that we can step out of people's lives. But we have to ensure that we still leave the island safe and prepared for the worst case scenario of a second wave of infections coming onto the island.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
The Manx government's planning on carrying 1,000 antibody tests a week, starting with healthcare workers, blood donors and those admitted to hospital. Results confirm whether you've had COVID-19, but medics have stressed this doesn't mean you're immune from future infection. The DHSC has purchased 10,000 of the tests from the multinational healthcare company Abbott to help it understand the spread of the coronavirus. Ewan Gawne asked the pathology manager Steve Doyle to explain how long patients will have to wait for results.
Well, typically, if we weren't doing many, we could probably turn a result around in 24, 48 hours. At the moment, what we're looking at doing is actually trying to do 1,000 a week. What we're saying to patients is that to expect the result back in 7 days. The difference between getting any other blood test that we might perform in pathology is that those are reported electronically. So as soon as we get a result and we hit that button to say that's being verified, it goes directly back to the consultant or the GP. What we want to do with this one is we want to be able to inform people directly. So each day as we're getting the positive results back, we've got a team of people that are going to be preparing result letters, and each patient getting this test will get a letter from the pathology department.
So when you get a result, does it say you had coronavirus, or does it say when? What can you tell people when you get a result?
The result will basically say that an IgG antibody to the SARS-CoV-2 virus has been detected. The reason we're sending the letters out is we want to explain that result to people and what it actually means. So the letter will have that information on. A positive result will say, because this is a highly specific test, very few false positives, a positive result will say you've pretty much been exposed to the virus that causes COVID-19.
Right.
What it doesn't say is that at the moment we don't know much about whether there's been any immunity conferred by the production of the antibody. So we can't say that you're immune. That may change at some stage in the future as scientists in across the world work out how this immunoglobulin or this antibody actually protects you going forward. We don't know that yet.
Sea-Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Well, there is that gale out in the North Irish Sea for the next 24 hours, and due to that, tomorrow morning's Mananan sailing won't be going. The 10 o'clock Douglas Tahitian won't be going. Of course, the fast craft from the Steam Packet continues to operate when the weather permits, of course. The motor ship Ben McCree is providing the overnight freight service.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
The managing director of the construction firm working on Douglas Promenade has told the Timwell Committee that having to move from one part of the project to another before it was finished was a major headache. Clive Callister of Alden Construction and Colas was giving evidence to the Environment and Infrastructure Policy Review Committee.
Without a doubt, from the moment we started on site, and as soon as we sort of put a spade in the ground, it was quite clear that although there had been a lot of good work done on investigating where the services were, there was a lot of trials done and whatever records they had, it was quite clear that there were more services in some places they were expecting. There were services they just didn't know what they were. As we've been talked about before, ancient leaky pipes and the like. And really the problem was that what happened for us was No sooner did you hit a snag, and we were then waiting for the designers and the client's team to tell us what to do, But obviously, from our point of view, we were keen. We've got a contract. We've got, as you know, sort of penalties if we're late. So we're keen. We've got a team there. We want to carry on working. So what was happening was we were given other areas to work in. So we would open another work face, and really you couldn't go back and then carry on that work face until you were told what to do there. And unfortunately, this is the crux, in my view, of what's happened on the promenade, is we've opened more and more work faces, and unfortunately the designers have been got, the same token, then we hit another problem in another area, they've got more and more problems to solve at once. And as I said before, a lot of the drainage and a lot of the problems, although they look kind of simple, because you know they've got effects long ways away, and it's not very busy everywhere, but it's busy in key points. And so they found themselves with an awful lot of work to do, and we found ourselves trying to find work to do, and that's been the problem.
Manx Radio's business briefing, brought to you by KPMG.
19 minutes to six. Financial pressures brought on by coronavirus have closed a Douglas yoga studio and moved the classes online. A statement from Karma Yoga. Samantha Walker, the owner, says just over 12 weeks ago the difficult decision was made to close the studio space to comply with government regulations. Across Europe, the coronavirus pandemic stopped Europe's seven-year-long labour market recovery, with unemployment rising across the region and figures in Germany, the largest economy, reaching a four-year high. But although the Eurozone's jobless rate rose to 7.3% in April, economists say the figure isn't giving the full picture, as many workers may not be counted in the jobless figures because they've stopped looking for work or are currently being supported by government schemes. The UK's unemployment rate is expected to rocket when new figures are released later this month.
KPMG, here for your business through these unprecedented times. Contact IOM at kpmg.co.in. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets closed higher as US non-farm payrolls rose by 2.5 million in May. US stocks were higher following better than expected employment data. Oil prices rose after OPEC brought forward discussions on whether to extend record production cuts. Gold prices dipped as investors' hopes of a rebound in the global economy got a boost from stronger than expected US non-farm payroll data. In corporate news, Premier Oil announced amended terms for the acquisition of the Andrew Area and Shearwater assets, or the BP acquisitions. British Airways owner IAG International Consolidated Airlines is considering suing the UK government over its coronavirus quarantine plans. Rival airline Ryanair is pledging to support any legal action. And the numbers at the close in London, 5 o'clock, the FTSE 100 was up 2.25% at 6,484. The DAX in Frankfurt was up 3.5% at 12,847. Just after 5 o'clock in New York, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 3.25%. 3.75% at 27,264, beg your pardon. And the tech stocks index, the NASDAQ, was up 2% at 9,823. Meantime, in the Midwest, in Chicago, the S&P 500 up 3% at 3,204. On the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is worth $1.27, €1, 11.4 cents. And in commodities, the top two, gold down 2% at $1,677 an ounce. A barrel of Brent crude up 5% at $41.94.
With uncertainty impacting global stock markets, you might think it's not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer great opportunities to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment with Ramsey Crookall, your investment specialists. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
This is Manx Radio, and this is Update. And plans to restore the Castle Mona Hotel on Douglas Promenade have been revealed by the building's owners. Our local Democracy reporter, Aaron Ibanez, has the details.
The Tavia Group, which acquired the former hotel 2 years ago for an auction price of £1.21 million, have submitted three applications today. Since its purchase, the developers have identified decay, and repairs to the roof were carried out back in 2018 and again in 2019 after ongoing problems with leakage. The new plans involve a replacement roof and the demolition of the southwest wing of bedrooms and dining hall from the 60s and the bowling alley from the 90s. A gutting of the building will also be carried out, so by removing the bathrooms, hotel fittings and former reception area, it's hoped that will allow developers to see the extent of the water damage. The Tavia Group, which some listeners may be familiar with, isn't shy of taking on big refurbishment projects. It was behind 55 Athol Street, the former Zurich building, and Villiers House, the future home of Lloyds Bank. For the Castlemona, it hasn't given us a figure, but it has said that it will be a significant investment for what is an iconic building, not just for the capital, but for the entire island. Horncastle and Thomas, the architects who were responsible for the restoration of Market Hall on Douglas North Quay, will be involved in this first phase of reviving the Castlemona. Depending on planning approval, work could begin by the end of summer.
Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
14 minutes to 6. If the relevant information, if you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, diving or surfing this weekend, the weather is wet and windy start to Saturday, the rain clearing through the morning. The afternoon will be dry and bright. Sunday looks to be mainly dry and less windy than Saturday. The sea temperature 12 Celsius across the weekend. The weather Saturday, the wind west or northwest 6 or 7, veering northwest 5 or 6 through the morning. Wave height 2 to 2.5 metres, becoming 1.8 to 2.2 metres less to the lee of the island. Wave period 5 to 6 seconds. High water 27 minutes to 1, 12:33. On Sunday, the wind is north or northwest 4 or 5, wave height 1.5 to 2 metres, becoming 0.8 to 1.2 metres. Wave period 4 to 5 seconds. High water on Sunday is 19 minutes past 1.
The team at Manx Glass and Glazing are available for email inquiries. Contact them on inquiries@manxglass.com. Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
The Isle of Man's police force is working alongside organisers of a protest due to take place in Douglas next week to carry it out safely. The Black Lives Matter demonstration is one of hundreds taking place around the world to raise awareness of police brutality against black people in America. Here on the Isle of Man, Chief Constable Gary Roberts today published what had been a private message to police staff. Manx Radio's Alex Watton asked him why.
Officers do encounter and deal with cases where racism has applied, and courts here will take a very dim view of people who apply some sort of racism in a situation. And you could go online and do a Google search and find all manner of cases reported in the island. We don't have legislation that deals with that in the criminal law, which I've spoken about in the past. It's no use simply not to be racist and to be opposed to racism. These awful events have shown that you have to do something about it. And so the purpose of me writing to my colleagues was to tell them about what's happening next week and how we need to work with people to make sure that we are in the vanguard of stopping people from living in fear.
It seems slightly at odds, does it not, that the police will support an event which in its very nature may break the current law, that an outdoor gathering of up to 10 people is more than likely to be surpassed?
We've been looking very closely at this, and we've thought a lot about it, and we've been looking at the very latest guidance that's come out of the National Police Chiefs Council in England and Wales. Essentially, the simple facts are these. People have a right to protest. The right to protest can be interfered with if by law, so the emergency powers legislation to a degree impacts on that, but people do have that absolute right to protest. People will protest whether we like it or not. And they will protest irrespective of whether there is a law. So if 500 or 600 or 700 people or 1,000 people decided individually that they wanted to gather on the promenade, they would gather on the promenade. So the issue for us is, do we try to stop it and we don't have specific powers to allow us to stop demonstrations, or do we work with the people who are organising it to try to do it in a safe way as far within the law as we can make it? It's in a place where it's considered to be safe, where people will be able to gather in a marshalled way that complies with the law. So they'll be in small groups, they'll be distant, and they will be wearing masks. And the organisers are very clear that people who want to attend need to wear a mask.
Manx Radio Sport.
Faster My, Ed Oldham.
Faster My. Competitive golf can return from tomorrow, Isle of Man Golf has confirmed. The sport's governing body here made the announcement via social media on Thursday night. The island's golfers were allowed to return to their courses recreationally in early May, but were initially restricted to playing solo or as a pair with someone else from their household. This was relaxed further a couple of weeks later when larger groups and people from different households were allowed to start playing together, as long as they observed social distancing rules. It was one of the first sports to allow recreational play to return and is now the first to allow the resumption of competitive action, which will be at the club's discretion. Further afield, the Premier League's announced the fixture schedule for when matches restart on the 17th of June. Joe Rawson reports.
Aston Villa and Sheffield United will have the honour of being the first two sides to experience playing behind closed doors. Their game will kick off at 6 p.m. on the 17th, a couple of hours before Manchester City face Arsenal. The first game on free TV will be on Friday as Norwich take on Southampton, while the Merseyside derby between Liverpool and Everton will also be free to view on the following Sunday.
Meanwhile, in the women's game, Chelsea have been crowned champions of the Women's Super League. Emma Hayes' side have been awarded the title after the FA board voted to decide the season on a points-per-game basis following its cancellation due to the coronavirus pandemic. Liverpool have been relegated to the Championship, with Aston Villa promoted to the top flight.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
Departures from Ronald's Way earlier on, the 4:40 to London Heathrow went 10 minutes late, and the 4:50 to Liverpool went 5 minutes late. Inbound tonight, the 6:40 from Liverpool and the 8 o'clock from London Heathrow. On the roads, Millennium Bridge, still that flat gate maintenance between 7 and 1, 7 p.m. and 1 a.m. tonight. By the harbour in Douglas, Crosby Crossroads on the main road in Crosby has got four-way traffic signals. The mains cable lane, the 24-hour narrow lanes at Governor's Bridge in Onchan, they're repairing the wall, and drainage repairs put some two-way traffic signals at Lamfell Hill in Croncavoddy. Also, Douglas Road, Ballasalla's got 24-hour signals, two-way ones there for service installation and the construction of a bus stop. They're putting a puffing crossing up on the new Castletown Road, Douglas. One-way it is there. Northbound between the entrance to the NSE in Quarterbridge, and temporary closure at Ballagorry Farm Lane in Glenmona for the MER level crossing. All the information at manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey. And remember, the Matrix sign still showing the All Island speed limit 40 miles an hour.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions, 670-145.
Well, if you want to return to your local pub, there'll be a boost if you feel isolated or struggling with mental health issues. Well, if you want to go back to the pub, it may help. According to the landlady of the Traff in Ramsey, the Trafalgar, the pub won't be reopening on the 15th of June as it doesn't serve food, but will be able to reopen doors later this month. Stephanie Teastall gave her reaction to the announcement from Sean Cowper.
A bit disappointing that food pubs can open first, but I understand the reason for it. A lot of our customers can't wait to get back in. We've got a lot of vulnerable customers that live on their own. And the only social interaction they get is when they come to the pub. Now, whether that be once a week or whether it be an hour a day. And they're finding it really hard because they're not getting any interaction with people. So they're waiting patiently for the pub to open. Which will be great to see them when they come back in. We try to keep in touch with a lot of them that don't do social media, just to make sure that they're okay. If they're isolating, I've been going out and doing some shopping or picking up a prescription for them. But it's a very strong community-based pub here, as is most of the island pubs. And they're just dying to get back to normality, really.
How difficult will it be if social distancing is still in place to have that in place in the pub?
It'll be quite difficult, but my opinion is if people are wary or if they don't feel well, I don't think they're going to come out to the pub. It'll be just the people, and people have been sensible in the shops. They've got to the routine now where they understand the social distancing. So I suppose it should be okay. I can't see any major problems.
The story of the Traff in Ramsey. Now, remember, it would have been TT, it would have been end of practice week today, and so Manx Radio's launched Mountain Memories on AM 1368 and your AM player. If you haven't yet downloaded the Manx Radio app, do so. It's absolutely free of charge. We have classic race commentaries, period interviews, documentaries, and some terrific music. So Mountain Memories is on for the next week on AM 1368 and your AM player. The spirit of the TT on Manx Radio. Manx Radio's Mountain Memories on for the next week. And tonight on Manx Radio, after the news at 6 o'clock with Lewis Foster, it's part two of Life in Lockdown. Audio diaries from Manx people, part two. It's hosted by Aaron Ibanez. At 6:30, Greatest Hits with Chris Pearson. 9 o'clock tonight, Sweet and Swing with Howard Kane. And The Late Show with George Ferguson at 10. That's it for Update, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thank you to newsreader Lewis Foster, producer Ewan Gore, and I'm Andy Wint. And Update is back Monday evening at 5:30. Have a great weekend. Stay home. Stay safe.